reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's a sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and a man who could not be taken down by a bolt of lightning, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well, man. You said it. We both had kind of a scary weekend, so we'll get into that, I'm sure. But glad to be here doing the show with you.
Well, fuck it. Let's get into it right away. What happened with the lightning? Tell the masses, man.
Well, sat in there chilling, and then it sounds like somebody just completely shot a gun off in your house. And you're like, what the hell happened? And, walk over and check and stuff. Like, things went out, and get over to the, where I have my router and things like that. And the covers that go on them were just blew completely off the wall. And they had melted the wires into the router. They had a backup, like, to kind of, if something like that happens, I guess it stops the jolt or whatever. It blew that. It completely fried that. It fried the switch, box, fried my phones, fried two TVs, sent you pictures of the wall, got a big, nice black streak up the wall.
It was insane.
And I was sitting there, I was like, who the hell's going to believe this? Like if I tell Eric, I don't know if I'm going to be able to record Tuesday. My house got struck by lightning. He's going to be like, yeah, right. Okay. But, yeah, man, it was a scary deal. I can't believe that, you know, nothing caught on fire or anything like that. Thank goodness. I mean, the guy came to, fix everything, and he picked up the telephone cord, and it was just completely shredded. Like, the lightning had went through the cord and just shredded it, like, insane. But you know, look, that was material things, and you know, doesn't compare to what happened to you. So,
well,
I'm glad to that everything's good with both of us.
Yeah, man, we both had rough weeks. When you told me that, I thought that for sure we was recording on Thursday. Like, I was prepared to say that, and I'm like, dude, I'm thinking in my mind, like, don't hurry. You said everybody was coming out yesterday, but I'm like, it's fine, you know, whatever. Like, I thought in my mind when you told me that, you showed me the picture, which looked gnarly as hell. Like, all right, we're recording on Thursday, but that's not the first priority. I'm just glad you're okay, man. I'm glad everybody in your house is okay. That could have been a lot worse than what it actually was. Like you just said, material things, a fucking couple TVs, some phones, internet. That's all fixable and replaceable shit. Definitely had a wild week too. I don't know if anybody knows this or everybody knows. I don't know how loud I've been about it, but I do have diverticulitis, and I've been pretty good about taking care of myself. That's kind of why I promote the kind of the healthy lifestyle a little bit. Now, you know, I love my red wine, but for the most part, I try to eat right and take care of myself and exercise and all that good stuff. I had a pretty good flare up last week. Didn't require a hospital visit. Sometimes they do. And then when that happens, I could be in the hospital until the flare-up goes down. If it gets too bad, you know, there's talks of, like, cutting that part of the colon out, and which I've had happen before. So I've had a foot of my colon removed, actually, from it. So that was pretty wild. That was about 8-9 years ago, I'd say. But I've been pretty good about taking care of myself, especially, you know, being married, and Rachel kind of makes sure I keep an eye. She kind of keeps an eye on me, makes sure I keep care of myself. Keep good care of myself. I think what happened actually, now stress can bring it on. Stress isn't no good. And of course, working where I work during a pandemic, you know, I think that like that probably had a little something to do with it. Honestly, bro, I think it was the new grill and making all these red meats. I swear to God, I think that's what did me in.
Hey, are you going to stop? Are you going to stop grilling?
No, well, I'm not gonna stop grilling. No, I'm not gonna stop grilling. Like I can still make chicken. I can make fish. There's other things I can make. I can, you know, I can't. It's not like I can't not have a steak. I can have a steak, just not like 3 or 4 of them a week. So that's kind
that's
of what
my
kind
of style, brother.
I was too many ribeyes, man. You know what I mean? So that's how to cut that shit out. But yeah, the worst part of the week, and this is not to get too serious, but you know, I feel like we have a platform. I like to talk about my life, and Barry does too, and just, you know, it's kind of our outlet, you know. I was last Friday, see, today's Tuesday the 21st as we're recording. So that would make it, this is what, the 17th, Friday, July 17th. I was, went to Walmart, bought Lily kind of a toy, Lily, 15-month-old daughter, just started walking, kind of a, you know, not a real good gait. You guys know when they have kids, when your kids start walking, it's kind of a scary deal because all you imagine is them falling into everything, right? So got her this little push toy. It's like a duck thing where it kind of quacks when you walk or whatever, but I don't know if I shouldn't have given it to her. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard on myself. Rachel said I am. But anyway, I gave her the toy. She starts pushing it, and she falls and smacks her chin right on it, which she's fell before. She's hit herself, but probably the worst spill she's had. And she looks up at us just terrified. So I pick her up, and she lets out, I'd say, 2, maybe 3 loud cries, and then just kind of freezes. Her face turned completely blue, and my 15-month-old daughter fell completely limp in my arms, like she wasn't breathing. She was out for about 10, 12 seconds. I thought Rachel was just getting ready to call 911. I thought my daughter was dying in my hands. Laid her down on her back. Rachel, luckily quick on her feet, says, open her mouth, to which I did. And she came to pretty immediately. It was the scariest 10, 12 seconds of my entire life. It was horrible. I really haven't been able to sleep since because I just lay down and that picture of her blue face looking at me frozen, limp in my arms, like is like burned in my brain right now. So anyway, it's something we called the doctor, and Lily was obviously shook up after that. Rachel, you know, eventually got her. We all calmed down enough to where Rachel gave her a bath and put her to bed, and she was fine. She slept well that night. Well, we were upstairs playing with her before she went to bed. Of course, we're kind of hovering over at this moment because it was literally the scariest moment of both our lives. Called the doctor. Doctor said that it's something called a breath holding spell and that it's fairly common. Probably somebody listening to this can relate. I've had it happen. Anyway, when kids sometimes if you guys remember, Barry, I'm sure you can relate, when you're a kid and you cry really hard, like something bad happens and you can't catch your breath. That's kind of what happened. She didn't catch her breath and she fell out. So they said when she's passed out, she starts breathing again. They can be out for, they said, you know, they said, well, usually they come back under a minute, which a minute would seem like forever because it was easily 10 seconds. We were right to the point to where Rachel was getting ready to call 911. So, yeah, some kids are apparently, they get so mad and they hold their breath and that can happen. So doctor said it's nothing to worry about. It's nothing benign. Really, the main worry is if they were standing and they fell. That would be my biggest concern with it. But luckily, I was holding her. Yeah, they said they grow out of it. It's nothing to worry about. Nothing that's going to do any damage. The words were completely benign was the words the doctor used. So they say that, but that's not to say it won't happen again. But I don't know how, I guess we would be calmer knowing what it is. But again, relying on that being what it is would be, I guess, a whole different deal. I guess we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. So that was if you guys haven't seen me on Twitter too much or not as much as I usually have or interacting with people or maybe a little moodier, that's kind of why. Like it was just I'm still a little shook. So I almost took the week off the show. So I was like, you know, I just felt like I just reprioritized my life between the diverticulitis flare up. And that's always a health scare because that can turn bad if you don't get it taken care of. I luckily was able to go to urgent care and get the proper meds, and luckily my body responded, and then that happened. So it was, yeah, it was a kind of a week where you just kind of put your priorities in order. And luckily I have my best friend, Barry, you know, I messaged you, Barry, as soon as I got a moment to myself, and this dude responded right away. made me feel better. And yeah, it was a tough moment, man. I think right now, even talking about it for the first time out loud, like it was, so I hadn't really talked about it. It's kind of like internalized a little bit. I made a Facebook post just for parents. This can happen. And a lot of people chimed in. The one funny thing that came out of this was, I don't know if you saw this, Barry, was I made that Facebook post. And you, if you scroll down, you'll see Dennis Brown, my father, saying, "You did that shit when you were a kid." I'm like, how do I go 40 years of my life and, dude, you haven't told me that I did that? Like, oh yeah, you passed out when you were a kid sometimes. Like, I never heard that in my life. So yeah, that was, oh. It was pretty wild. And so I haven't really like been out doing too much leg work since then. Like, just at home spending time with my daughter, man, because there was a moment where I thought I was losing her in my arms. So that was, it was pretty, yeah, not that, to get too sentimental, but yeah, it was.
No, that like, that was, you know, that was your Friday, and then Saturday I get hit by lightning. So
yeah,
so it was definitely not our weekend, but yeah, shit, man, we're back. So
we're back, man. We're back. We're ready to talk wrestling figures. Do what we do. Have fun. Now that I'm actually got a microphone in front of my face, Barry can attest to this. I was moody earlier, but now I got a microphone in front of my face and started talking. I definitely am way more in the mood than what I was. So, Barry, if you're ready, let's fucking get into this shit, man.
Let's do it, brother.
Let's do some news. And the first thing, we got actually a lot of news to talk about for it being a few days before San Diego Comic-Con. That next week will obviously be a big show. Might even hit you with a special this weekend. But yeah, a lot to talk about this week. And the first one is we have images for the Rock Ultimate Edition figure. Barry, you actually brought this up because I almost forgot to write it down in my notes. I had a lot of notes prepared for this. I actually almost forgot about that one. I'm looking at the images right now. I'm going to go ahead and let you go first. What do you think?
I actually think, and this is, I'm not a big like Ultimate Editions person. To me, this is the best Ultimate they've done. I think the head scans look really, really good. I think, was it Owen Anderson?
They yeah.
kind of pointed out the microphone as, and that's like the only flaw, I guess, that you would say in the figure to me is, I mean, they pretty much nailed it, everything, and it looks awesome. You got the Just Bring It hands. He's got the sunglasses. He's got the actual, like, that Attitude Era Championship. I like it. I mean, it's, and they got the long sideburns on him that you get, I'm guessing three heads. That'll be three heads. So I'm a big fan of it. I think it looks really, really good.
To me, it's the perfect look for a 98-99 era version of The Rock. I think it's absolutely great. Like you said, with the long sideburns, this probably the best Rock figure I've seen. Looks like a statue. It's great with the Brahma Bull soft goods shirt, Attitude Era Championship, like you said, the Bring It hands. I mean, the poses you can do with this thing are great. I love the three heads. And also on Owen, shout out Owen, man, young player. Why? I'll tell you what, for a young kid, 15, 16 years old, for him, like, liking the things he does, and that kid, I'll tell you what, he got an old soul. I've said that before on this show. I love that kid. Hopefully, we haven't seen it in package yet. Hopefully, they'll include, you know, kind of the older version WWE-style logo, but that's not a deal-breaker by no means to me. This is a must-have. Barry, this might even be a Rock one, stock one situation for me. This might be like I buy one and then I might need to take one out of the package and have some wine and just put different poses on this thing. I'm excited what people are going to do with the figure photography. And to me, this is perfect Ultimate Edition figure, by far the best one they've done. And it's the first Ultimate Edition figure I've been genuinely excited about.
Yeah. And if that one, if the Charlotte Flair can match that, that would be the best set. The Ultimate was a six, Series 6 for them.
I think five. That could be
five more. Or six. Either one. I mean, I think that that'll be the I mean, combined best series.
Yeah, I think they really nailed this one. So, yeah, hopefully, I know we talked about last week about them struggling getting a target and things. I'll get them as soon as I can. I'll say that. So, also, let me get my notes out here. I'm sorry. The Major Wrestling Figure Podcast and Gallows and Anderson signed with Super 7. Barry, did you see the images for Ryder, the prototype images, I should say, for Ryder and, I should say, Cardona and Myers? My fault.
I have not seen those.
Well, I'm sending them over right now, and I'm going to go ahead and gush about these. Barry has his ringer on.
Getting shut off right now.
I'm looking at Cardona first. Love it. Really like it. You got four heads. You got the microphone for the podcast, the dog tags. And what I think is really cool, they included a minifigure. Like, so he can hold his own figure. That is some creative outside the box thinking. I really like that. And, you know, you got him with the flat bill hacks. You always see him pictures of that. They run a good podcast, whatever. I like them. They're, you know, think what you want. People have opinions. I think they're good. You know, I like them. I think they've done a lot for a community. But these figures are fire. Super 7 really nailed. Now, again, we've only seen, like, prototype images here. But, and Myers the same way. You know, the hat backwards, the minifigure, the microphone, the two extra sets of hands, the dog tags again. So I guess, do they sell dog tags, their podcast?
I have no idea.
maybe they do. I know they sell a lot of stuff, like pins and stuff. Yeah, but he got one where his ponytail is like pulled back, got his hair behind his ears, got his hair, mouth open, mouth closed, I should say, with the hair down. And then the hat backwards hat on Myers. So, yeah, looks pretty good. I like them. I think I'm assuming they'll be a same price point as the New Japan figures, I'm guessing. You think that's accurate?
Was that $45 or something?
Right around there. Probably go to Ringside Collectibles, I'm guessing.
Having to Betsy.
And also, Gallows and Anderson, newly signed to Impact, by the way. Signed with Super 7 as well. So we're going to see pictures of the, I guess, can we call them the Good Brothers? I don't know. Anyway, they're coming to Super 7 as well. And literally, we have no images, just that they signed with them. Also, just reading online as I'm here that Brian Myers signed with Impact Wrestling. So it looks like a lot of WWE guys making the jump to Impact, which I heard they had a great show at Slammiversary. I have not watched it. I need to. Sounds like I need to. They broke a lot of records as far as like their numbers on social media. I guess their show tonight, as we record this, on Twitch and Access TV is doing great numbers as well. So, yeah, good for them, man. Another option for wrestling fans, right?
It's right, and it's another company that people can complain about.
Well, I have yet to see a tweet or anything about Impact only signing ex-WWE guys like they do about another company, but I'll go ahead and not say that. We only shit on wrestling on Wednesdays, brother, not on Tuesdays.
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm going to keep daring.
No, it's just fun. Like, some of the shit's funny. It's pick and choose. You know, I'm just happy that these guys got places to fucking work.
That's the best thing about it, too. Yes.
They got a place to showcase their talents. Even some of the indie guys are getting shows and able to fucking get in the ring and able to get a check.
For sure.
Once the shit goes back to normal, then shit on it. You know, whatever. Have at it. But these guys have been sitting at home just like us for months, and they've been dying to get back in the fucking ring. So I am more than thrilled that these guys got places to work.
Especially the XWWE guys that have the 90-day no competes after they got released. So July 18th, I believe it was July 18th was their day. So yeah, it's dope that like, and we had, I think about when you said that, I think about back when we had the watch along with Brian Breaker, that was what he highlighted, a guy who actually worked in the industry, right? A guy who, you know, was in NXT and had a cup of coffee with them. And to me, that's like, yeah, that he looked at it from the worker's perspective. And that's definitely like, you know, back when I was waiting tables, I moved to a town where there was more restaurants to work at. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of the mindset. Like, why would you not want, I don't know. I don't want a monopoly in the wrestling business. I don't think that's healthy for it. I think the years post WCW before TNA really, like, you know, they have that, they were hit or miss for a lot of years. Right. So, and it was mainly one place to go work and one place to go make real money. So now that there's two coming on three, we'll say that's better for the wrestling business. And that's the business that we love. That's the business that we love to talk about, that we all as fans indulge ourselves in. So I implore everybody, please be a little more positive and don't shit on these kinds of things, because it's healthy. It really is. And I think it's great. It makes me want to watch Impact, which is what they were going for. Also, AEW figures will be hitting shelves August 3rd. So that's right around the corner. And I'm going to go ahead and give you guys some numbers really quick. So write these down. They're all over Twitter, obviously, but go ahead and write these down. Pause, grab a pen, hit play. You're back. SKU for AEW figures, 737-369-577. And the UPC is 191-726-376-880. So, and what I did, I'll tell you what, I made a mistake last week. I went on BrickSeek, and actually I use SKU Finder all the time. It really helps me out. It's never really failed me until here. I just searched AEW just to see if there were numbers that would come up. And sure enough, there were two different sets of numbers that came up, which I thought was strange. But I posted them thinking they were the actual numbers. You know what I mean? Not knowing that Vince's Jack's BCA actually responded to me and said, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong. He said, no, these are the actual numbers. I don't know what those numbers are. I don't know if they're for a different series. I saw them in the system, but these are the actual numbers that he pulled, and they're the correct ones. So the numbers that I read are the correct ones. August 3rd, they will be hitting. So I will be copying. I can't wait, man. It's very exciting. That's what I have a lot of figures to be buying. A lot of us in the community do. So, and we're going to keep talking about more figures we're going to have to fucking buy. Also, WWE Legends hitting targets. Now you're talking about five per case, and they're hitting targets as of today. Like, people are getting them off the shelves like fucking today. Five per case, two Razors, two Heenans, one Valentine, and they did fix the necklace on Razor so it goes underneath the hair, which was good, because for the Mint on Card collectors, that kind of looked like shit. Barry, your thoughts? You saw a lot of images today, people buying them. What do you think?
I'm just pissed Mattel didn't send me a box to my door, you know, like I'm part of the company,
right?
You know, nobody reached out and fucking asked me anything. I didn't even know these were hitting, but no, that's cool. I mean, but for the people that pre-ordered them, basically it's saying, what was the fucking point?
That was what I was getting to. I feel like such a dick.
What was the point? I mean, I ordered Heenan. And I have not got it yet. I know the security staff, Mike the cleaner, he had orders in, and they fucking canceled them twice on him.
Well, he did a piss off Target.
I don't know. We have to ask him.
You know what? I think I know. So a lot of people, I think the one common denominator around the people who got their orders canceled, they were paying with PayPal. I could be wrong. But I saw a lot of people said, well, I pay with PayPal, and my shit got canceled. I think that's what happened. I pre-ordered mine. They said between, I believe, July 29th and August 3rd, they will be arriving, which is next weekend. I will be doubly pissed if these things show up to my house fucked up. So, like, what do I do now? Do I pass on, like, being a Mint on Card collector, do I pass on the Minty Minty ones on the shelves because I have a pre-order coming?
Well,
so I think, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do they come with a receipt, or do you have an online receipt?
You'll have an online receipt.
Would you be able to take them back?
I could, right? You know, we have a website, which somebody may want them who's a loose collector.
Well, yeah, but if it's Ty, we don't want to give him anything.
I'll punk that son of a bitch to Ty's house.
Now, this fucker, I'm not getting off subject. But Candace posted a picture of them on vacation, and this fucker had a tan. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a different guy. I thought it was a different guy.
You thought Candace upgraded?
I thought she upgraded off this motherfucker.
No, I think he hit the spray tan.
That's a possibility. And he is the type of lowlife that would do something like that.
Hey, he's a worker at heart. I ain't mad at him.
I don't hate the guy. I mean, I don't like him, but I mean, he's okay.
All right, moving on. Mr. T will be on MattelCreations.com on Thursday, July 23rd at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Barry, you put in multiple orders on Entertainment Earth. They all got canceled but one, rightfully so. Goddamn shark. Mine got put on back order. Because I remember I was having trouble getting on that day. Had to come home and get on the laptop because my phone was messing up on me. Because I was out making the rounds that day. And, yeah, I'm on back order. So I'll probably be hitting up Mattel Creations on Thursday while I'm at work. So that'll be I don't care what's going on at work with the residents. I will be in my office. There could be a goddamn battle royal happening outside my office. I'll be in my office with the door shut getting Mr. T.
Go ahead. First thing that fucking went through my head was, ain't no more fucking bingo.
So I sent this Barry this, it was me talking. I didn't put a resident on camera. I wouldn't do that, but it was me talking to Barry, like kind of a FaceTime, and there was a lady in the background yelling about bingo, like getting in my ass about bingo, in my ass. And this is the kind of conversations I have throughout the course of a day, getting yelled out about bingo, about a TV, about I got some way, yeah, I got all kinds of issues I deal with working in a dementia facility.
I would have brought her an ink dauber to fucking mark her numbers. Sweet old lady.
She's higher. You know what it is? She's a gambler. She wants people's money. She looked at me like The Last Dance. She says, I want your money in my pocket, is what she said to me. Like, damn. But yeah, so that's Mr. T will be coming home with me. I will be taking a break from work and doing everything I can. Barry, I'm about to send you another picture really quick. WWE Retro Stars put up their new upcoming Mattel Elites chart. Obviously, it's empty right now as of this recording. So what we're about to talk about now is not going to age well. But it will be getting filled out here soon. Got the fan takeovers coming with Adam Cole, Shayna Baszler, Seth Rollins, Ricky Steamboat. And then also after that, I guess wave two of that would be Christian, X-Pac, Johnny Gargano, and Randy Orton. I can't remember what one. You guys all saw it on Twitter when WWE.com would put them up and people would vote. Different eras of different gear, whatever it may be. So look for those to come out as well. Obviously, we got Sasha coming out, Elite 83. I think I said 82 last week, so let me correct myself. God forbid. Elite 84, Rhea Ripley will be coming out. And Elite 79, they have up, which we know about. Bobby Fish is the chase. And the exclusive is TBD. Your thoughts on any of that, Barry?
Well, you know, I'm excited to see that next Legend series. The Ultimate Warrior, Eddie Guerrero, Paul Orndorff, and Jake the Snake. Paul Orndorff is absolutely one of the worst figures I've ever seen done.
It's not even accurate. Needs the gimp arm. if they could take the arm off the James Ellsworth figure and put it on Paul Orndorff, then we might be talking.
That's absolutely sickening. And excited to kind of see the Ricky Steamboat, too.
Yes. Always. So, people don't talk about Ricky Steamboat enough, man. It's kind of bullshit.
What? One of the greats?
I thought about whenever it was a while ago, somebody bitched about a roll-up pin on AEW. And I'm like, bro, they bitched about a small package. And I'm like, brother, how dare you disrespect Richard Steamboat like that? What was his real name? It was like better than his actual wrestling name, wasn't it?
Richard Blood.
Yes. Dick Blood. How do you not go by Dick Blood?
I think he tried, but they wouldn't
Yeah,
let him.
I did. I'd be dick blood all day. I
Well,
don't know
that's
if it's.
like what for Ethan, the NASCAR driver, one of the legends, Dick Trickle.
I like that. Dick Trickle. All right. And these weren't supposed to hit at Walmart until, I believe, October. But we are getting the basic AEW rings are starting to show up in Walmart. So they showed up in a Walmart. I'm not sure what happened. We saw images of it. Somebody said it looked like Jerry. It was Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega in the ring. Somebody said Chris Jericho looked like Jerry Lynn.
I saw that.
How dare, that's disrespectful. Hey, Axel. Axel made the show.
As usual.
As usual. Axel, come here.
Doing
hey, buddy.
Run in.
Come here, buddy. You got anything for us? That's it. That's all he's got. Hey. A little sniffing of the camera or microphone. All right, Barry. That's it for the news, man. I think we covered a lot there. Why don't you go ahead and read a spot for the sponsors?
You know, this past weekend took me back to that, you know, that alternative grunge music type deal, you know. And have you ever been sitting around, Eric, you know, listening to some Stone Temple Pilots, thinking about running through your partner's wicked garden? Well, stop. Don't cut yourself on overgrown pubes. Visit www.manscaped.com. Purchase the Lawnmower 3.0 and all the other essential below-the-belt products. Clean that area up of all the filth, litter, and debris caught down there. Again, it's manscaped.com for 20% off your entire order and free shipping.
That's promo code DTF for 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. And Barry, I got a little update for you. I don't know how well it's going to come through the microphone. But as you know, Nick Haddix and his sons did a giveaway. And they were willing to give away an entrance of a contest. All you had to do was retweet, follow us and him, and post a picture, a GIF of your favorite finisher. Had a good amount of entries, thought it was dope. And the Haddix boys just announced their winner. Barry, you want me to go ahead and play it for you?
Hit the play button.
Let me go ahead and get this.
Thanks for entering the contest. We've picked the winner, Adam Core. Congratulations.
Are we supposed to say congratulations right now?
Congratulations, Adam. Congratulations. Cade's all over Brooks there. Congratulations, Adam, winning the shirt. Nick said it, he actually ordered it and sent it. Fantastic. Adam's a good dude. He had a great, great wedding. Yeah, I love Adam. But shout out to Nick, man, Eastern Ohio boy, Ohio player, his boys. You know what? One person who I did talk to, a little candid here about the Lily situation, was Nick. And I know him being a parent, he could relate. And he definitely, like, had some good words of wisdom for me and shared some experiences he had. And I'll tell you what, man, went a long way with me. So that's one thing that, like, probably the best part about this community for me is I would have never met Nick before. You know what I mean? And, like, he was somebody who I'd instantly thought of, like, I should run this by him, see what he says. And somebody that works in healthcare and stuff. So good dude. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Thanks for your boys. Thanks for doing that for us, man. That's really dope. So yeah, good shit. All right, Barry, let's talk a little legwork, homie.
Let's do it.
I'm going to let you go first.
Because I always have phenomenal legwork sessions.
You do.
But again, my stores out here have not stocked anything. It's been piss poor. I've made visits, several visits, and they're just not putting anything out. But I did order the new. I went to the website, clicked on the merch, and ordered up the new Legwork 2.0 shirt. Should be here Thursday, so I'm excited about that. And of course, I'll post pics and put What a Maneuver over, like I always do.
Yeah, so go to whatamaneuver.net. We have three new shirts. We have the Legwork 2.0, which I think is an absolute heater. You got the bottom of a Jordan 3 with Legwork on it, and the little, small little DTF logo. Very cool. It's the least looking rustling shirt you'll ever buy. So it's really, really amazing. Also, we have the Birthday Legion shirt. You know, a lot of people in our community love to uplift each other during the birthdays, making sure people know that they are thought of during their birthdays, which, small little secret here, Tara, don't think I forgot about you. So just going to put that out there. And, yeah, we also have the belt shirt that you and Rachel so happily shit on, which is just asinine. So, yeah, and offer still stands. If you buy a championship belt shirt, special shout out on the show, just to show these motherfuckers how fire it is. I believe we sold 2,000 of them. I just have to get all the names in order. I got like the Jericho list over here.
I was going to say, so the whole show is going to be shout outs to these people.
Right. Cause, I mean, it's flying. I think Widow Maneuver is having a hard time keeping shirts in stock to actually print these. Actually, the hoodie looks really dope. Cause it's like, it's not on the belt area where you'd be wearing the belt. It's actually up on the chest. Cause you have the pockets on the front of a hoodie. I think that looks amazing. So check us out. Best way to support us is to buy one of the shirts at whatamover.net. Also go to doingthefavor.com. Links to the merch, which is directly to whatamover.net. Also, we still have some socks available. We're running low, but we do still have some socks. So let us know, hit us up on there. Also, merch. Oh, I'm sorry, legwork. So there's a lot of figures been moving off the website, man. Very impressed. That's probably been the most popular part about the website is the buy sell trade under the hashtag legwork tab. So up there right now, and I'm just going to kind of maneuver that into my legwork. Also, new articles by John Robat, obviously. Fire, fire, fire. So check him out as well. I picked up Christian and Otis for the website, Elite 76. Otis, of course, went pretty quickly. Got spoken for, one of our buddies. Christian is still available. And I also still have a Lacey Evans available, which I might keep that shit. But Christian's definitely available. So, and I'm pretty much, when I see a figure sitting from a series, for the most part, then I'm done buying that series. That's it. So I don't know how much more they'll be hitting around here. Elite 76 did hit Meyer by my house, which I end up, met my buddy up there because we did some grocery shopping, you know, social distancing, masks on, but we had to do some grocery shopping. It happens. He lives right real close to me. So we met there because I haven't seen him in a long time. And we went by the figure aisle just because they never have shit, but just because, you know, it's in our blood. We go through the figure aisle, right? And they had Elite 76. I couldn't believe it. So I picked up John Cena just because I was impressed Meyer had a series. The Meyer, like, literally 500 yards from my house. So picked up Elite 76 Cena. Didn't really need it. Kind of wanted it, but didn't need it, you know, for the sake of, like, not having to buy everything. But, of course, I ended up getting everything out of that series but Braun because I'm a sick, sick, sick individual. Elite 77 has not hit here yet. It's hit everywhere else, it seems. It's hit Cleveland. I saw Greco picked him up. So, yeah, he got some. Other people did, too, as well. I have not seen them. The number hasn't moved. Now, the number actually did. I shouldn't say. I'm sorry. The number did move. I went to that Target, and they hit me with, all we have is out on the shelves. I think I just got a lazy employee. I wanted to get home because I wanted to give Lily a bath. So I wasn't about to, you know, argue with some 18-year-old kid at Target that probably hated his fucking job. So, again, it's whatever. So haven't seen him here yet. I'm a patient man. I'm assuming they will hit, though. So I'm not too pressed about it. But that's one where I need five. I need The Fiend. I need both Roods. I need Viscera. I need Liz. So I already got the Ronda because I just had a wine night and bought her off Amazon. So, but that's
only person to buy one.
Only one. I did get a Masters of the Universe New Day figure, which is kind of a cool little piece of business. Go ahead.
Now, did you take it out or are you just keeping it like switching the heads?
So,
or turning the thing.
So I guess, yeah, GBM's talking about, because he's mint on a card collector, that he's got to get all three because they're, you know, they're not like just Xavier Woods. It's actually like any of the three. I don't really feel the need to do that because I like my Masters of the Universe loose, except for the one I have. I have Macho Man loose and mint on card. Still looking for Taker. Still looking for The Rock. That Taker's got to be loose, obviously. The Rock could... I could see myself with The Rock staying in the package, but the New Day is actually a fun little piece of business, man. I don't pretend to know everything about Masters of the Universe, but yeah, turn the heads. It's cool. Rachel said, actually, if she's in the office, like, upstairs, and it's just sitting there, she kind of messes with it just to have something to fuck with. It's for, like, nervous energy, you know what I mean? Like, almost like a stress reliever while she's working. So she'll probably end up twisting the head off or something, but it's all good.
Right.
But yes.
And like, and you called it. You know, GBM's out here stirring shit again, trying to get people to waste their money on three figures. Just buy the one.
I'm going to get a mint on card. And then it's like the, what emoji is it? It's like the most obnoxious emoji on your phone. It's the one where like, you're like kind of side eyeing with a little smirk on your face emoji.
Right. How'd he say it again?
I'm going to get all three. Smirk emoji. See,
I almost hung up on you because I thought he was actually on the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing screams arrogant asshole like smirk emoji.
Fucking GBM. Shit stirrer.
No, that's not a shot at GBM. That's just every time I see that, I'm like, oh, that's an arrogant post. That's not a GBM.
That's not a shot at him.
No. That's not just a GBM in general. That's like anybody that uses that emoji.
Yeah, that's it. Like, they call it the GBM emoji.
They do. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
He uses the winky emoji as well. That's also a mildly arrogant one. Not as arrogant as the smirk emoji. Nothing's more arrogant than the smirk emoji.
But don't he only use that for, like, the females, though? He's like, does the wink and the little...
No. Well, the wink, maybe. Okay. The wink. I think he does the blow and the kiss with the heart. That's one that's used a lot for that. But the smirk emoji is the, how do I say this? It is the bro of emojis. And I don't mean bro in like the, like a, you know, like I would say bro to you. I mean like fist pumping bro. The smirk emoji is
like the,
like Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore fucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The smirk emoji is the Jersey Shore fucks of emojis. How's that?
I wonder if GBM had hair. If he would do like the fucking whole bottle of gel in it.
I don't think he ever grew hair. I think he came out like that.
So but if just he did, bald spot. Okay.
If he did, he might have it blown out. You're right.
Smirk. Did you see that fucker with his fucking white ass legs and those fucking terrible shorts he had on with a fucking blowout doing the fucking fist pump with Pauly D on the block
with a smirk emoji t-shirt.
I love GBM.
I do. The smirk emoji, not a shot at GBM because he uses a multiple of arrogant emojis, but that's one of them that's he used a lot.
I got the whole set
smirk emoji
on his t-shirt. But you know who doesn't? And I'm not going to, we've talked about the Vince estate for several weeks now.
Yes.
But he doesn't even have to type in his own emojis. Like, he just has the staff push the button for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
It's more, he know what it does? He doesn't tell them to punch it in. He gives them the actual look.
Oh.
So whatever emoji they're using that comes up on the Drew Vinsel Twitter is actually the look that he's giving them at that moment.
So if he's using the bathroom and he wants a shit emoji, he just points down.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So right now, as he hears this, it's the red emoji with the expletives across the face.
And he's cussing at the staff. Or poor Tara was there. I told you that story. She was over there. And he just ran her down one side and up the other. And then she turned around. He's like, oh, sorry. Thought she were one of the workers.
Because she was wearing a blue shirt like they do.
Like it's Best Buy and shit.
It's like when you wear a red shirt at Target and somebody asks you for help. You wear a blue shirt at Drew Vinsel's house. He's gonna tell you to do something.
fucking get the pan down. Why are you not fucking, why are you not shucking corn, asshole? Let's go. Chop, chop. My guests will be here. That's why he don't have friends over. He has guests. My guests will be arriving.
You know what? I wore a blue legwork shirt up there for his get together, and I don't know if he didn't know it was me, but I was just sitting there leaning against the counter. All of a sudden, I heard, "Time to lean, time to clean." And I looked over, and he was like, "Oh shit, no, it's you. My bad, my bad."
He was hitting you with the fucking time to. He was hitting you with the old restaurant talk.
The old restaurant lingo, yeah, because I was in the kitchen. Jesus,
how much mind does that dude actually have, though? Like,
there's a lot of comments.
I was going to say, it's got to be millions. Like, I mean, just, he blew up. He's a star now. Do you hear from him?
No, I do know that a big indication of his wealth is when he got into the mild car accident. And you know when somebody has money. You know somebody has money when they get into a car accident and they hit you with, well, I'm just glad everybody was okay. Like, that's their first concern. Like
that, and he had a Benz the next day, like a big body Benz. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't talk to me anymore. I know Dobro said that their talks have, you know, been few and far in between now. But when you got 45 people in your house under your command, you know, that's a busy day.
Yeah, so best advice, if you guys take anything from this podcast, don't wear a blue shirt to Drew Venzel's house, because he's going to put you to work.
Right. He tried to trick me to come over and see the house, mm-hmm. but he wanted me to wear all blue shirts. So he might be trying to bring me in as a maid or something. I don't know. But I'll tell you, man, that dude is he's something else. Scrooge McDuck.
He is. You ready to talk about some AEW shirts?
Another Tony Khan. You know, wonder if he's Tony Khan's relative.
Maybe. Speaking of Tony Khan, if you guys get a chance, go to, I believe it's AEW's YouTube page. Could be wrong, but him, Conrad, and Eric Bischoff have a talk, and it's pretty fascinating stuff. For a guy who used to do television on TNT to the guy who currently does television on TNT, it was pretty good talk. Now, I will say that Tony Khan probably stroked Bischoff's ego a little bit. But other than that, like, maybe just paying his respects. I don't know. But really good. A really good watch. I really enjoyed it. Let's go to the new arrivals over at shopaew.com. Right off the rip, you got the Nerds clothing. It looks like you got a little mashup here. You got Street Fighter and AEW doing a mashup. These shirts are way overpriced. $38. They have two of them. They have the Cody versus M. Bison, and then a Joey Janela versus Blanca. Barry, did you play Street Fighter 2?
I did. I did on Sega Saturn.
So, yeah. I actually was a big Street Fighter 2 on Super Nintendo. Big into it. I remember for my birthday one year, I bought that, which was, I remember it being $70, by the way. In like 1995 or six, whatever year that was. And then the NBA Jam Tournament Edition. And the live throwing copper CD. You know anything about that?
That I do not. I just know that when I got a Sega Saturn, it was like fucking $400. It was insane.
That was, you know, birthday money and also throwing hay money. I'm from the country, so. Saved up my money. Got it. Good shit.
I didn't throw no hay. I just, you know, I was like, let me get that.
I threw that hay. Also, the Jericho Demo God shirt. Oh, man.
18 to 41.
18 to 41, baby. Undefeated. It was, I think it's actually 18 to 49.
It might be, but who knows.
My favorite thing on Twitter right now is seeing people melt down over Jericho talking about ratings. Like, he didn't just make a t-shirt and call himself the goddamn demo god in the middle of the ring last week. Like, I love, like, there's no better definition of Mark than that shit. Like, you guys are just, oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely, I can't believe he's talking about ratings. He's whiny AEW. I can't believe it. How dare he address the ratings? Like, he is playing y'all like a goddamn fiddle. Golly.
I almost asked you to get off the line, Chris.
Jericho's been wrestling since a lot of these guys were a thought in their dad's nutsack.
Give me a break.
My God, my ass. Also, the Darby Allin Pure Evil shirt. Pretty dope. I love Darby Allin, creative guy. MJF, better than you. I didn't think he was going to sell a lot of merch, so this kind of goes against character for him, for what he's saying for being an old school guy. Don't love it. I would love to see him not sell merch. Other than that scarf. I do love the $500 cameos, though. That's a nice touch. Which Roman Reigns actually charges $500, but, you know, he's Roman Reigns. The Best Friends Trent's Mom shirt. I think I might get this one. I think that's a heater. Did you see that intro, Barry?
I did not. I didn't see it.
Okay, so what they did was right now, FTR, they're rolling up in like a Studebaker, right?
Okay.
All you old car guys, don't get on me if it's not an old school truck. That's kind of like fits their gimmick, right? Well, these guys rolled up. The Best Friends, Trent and Chucky, rolled up in the back of Trent's mom's minivan. and then when they got out of the van, Trent's mom told him to have fun. And he turned around and waved to her. Like they were dropping, like she was dropping him off at the park. And then the multiverse Matt Hardy with all the different Matt Hardy characters. Pretty cool thought. I think he's been a little underwhelming in AEW, but that's neither here nor there. It looks like he's having fun, though, working with Private Party currently. So we saw Big Money Matt last week. So every week you kind of get a different Matt. One of my favorite match of the whatever that Stampede match was they had in Jaguars Stadium was they did the Lake of Reincarnation with the little pool they have in the Jaguars Stadium. Every time they dunked him, he'd come up as a different character. Thought that was cool. So just fun stuff. We're going to talk about some best sellers on AEW.com for last week. This is Jobbing with Josh's segment. He has all these shirts. Whatever he doesn't have, he will buy more of. AEW Statue of Liberty, number 10, limited stock only. Number 9, FTR, talk heavy, hit hard. Don't love the color on that. A little yellow for me, but if that's your thing, so be it. Number 8, I think a fantastic concept, the Inner Circle Stadium Stampede Losers, and they marked it 50% off, so it's $12.50. I think that's fucking dope. It's hilarious. 7, the Orange Cassidy Hardcore shirt with a little bit of blood on it. 6, the Orange Cassidy Freshly Squeezed shirt. Number 5, Best Friends Trent's Mom. Number 4, Orange Cassidy Yearbook Photo. Number 3, Chris Jericho Demo God. Number 2, a fantastic shirt. I think SCU, this is the worst year ever because 2020 has blown dicks bad. If you blow dicks, it's nothing against you at all. That's not an insult. I'm just saying it's a figure of speech. So, yeah, not a cool year, but a great shirt. And number 1, the Fight for the Fallen shirt. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to a COVID-19 charity, which is a great concept. The shirt's $25. And, yeah, we know a little something about that.
Absolutely, we do.
Let's go over to WWE Shop. Let's talk about some new arrivals they have. Barry, if you want to go to the t-shirts really quick, just see what they got popping. We got the Mustafa Ali Chase the Light in the Dark authentic t-shirt. I like it. It's a little cartoony with the mask. I would love to see a shirt with the whole mask because, you know, the current state we live in, that's what irony is. Seth Rollins for the greater good. I think he's going a little churchy on these shirts. So it's cool, I guess, the whole Messiah gimmick. I understand it, but I guess he ripped out Rey Mysterio's eyeball last Sunday.
Well, Rey's got to sign that contract, though.
The Hurt Business, Bobby Lashley. I would like to see a little more Bobby Lashley. I love Bobby Lashley. I think he's great. So, yeah, good shirt. Got the bro that runs the show. Don't love it, man. That's kind of a spinoff on the AJ shirt. Give him something unique for you just called him up. I don't love that at all. I think he's going to be a big star. Hopefully, potentially, I hope and not, piece of shit. So feel a little uncomfortable supporting him right now until we know more. We'll see. Seth Rollins, Ignite the Will logo pin. Roman Reigns pin. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Yowie Wowie pin. These are all $15. And then for some reason, the Iron Sheik's limited edition Legends pin, which I guess limited edition explains it, is $30. Would you pay $30 for an Iron Sheik pin?
No.
No, absolutely not.
But the other ones say they're limited editions too, though.
They do say that. I don't know why Sheiky Babies is more.
Fuck the fucking pin.
Cocaine's expensive.
No doubt.
The Miz Chick Magnet shirt, retro shirt. Love that. Love any of the retro shirts. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but the Karrion Kross Time's Up TikTok shirt. Pretty cool. Love Killer Kross. I don't love Scarlett Bordeaux singing the entrance on the way of the ring. We can do without that. But other than that, all good. WWE shop. They have specials all the time. They're always running, especially on Mondays and Fridays. You know, right now it's buy one tee, get one for a dollar. So not terrible. You got a lot of WrestleMania shirts on sale right now. A lot of Daniel Bryan shirts when he came back. Yeah, it's mostly WrestleMania shirts on sale right now. Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins shirt on sale. Gronkomania. I don't know. I've never seen anybody with a Gronkomania shirt on. So, them that's not have sold at all. But, yeah, other than that, that's all we got. Barry, you want, let's touch on Amazon real quick before we get out of here, and then let's just bolt out of here. Go to, and this is real time. I'm typing this up, so I apologize.
Oh, I know they got the SmackDown Live Elite Collector Exclusive Collector's Edition Rock, $22.28 now.
Easy figure to get, man. Easy figure to get. Probably the easiest, him or Billy Kay, the easiest exclusive figure to get. We got here Velveteen Dream, potential piece of shit, $18. Morocco, $19. We got. Oh, actually, we got Elite 77 AJ here for $20 free shipping. So if you got any Elite 77, I'm cool on AJ. I think a lot of us are. But if you're a kid, dude, if I was a kid, I'd probably love AJ Styles. So there's that. Elite 75 Mandy Rose, $15.88. There's the EC3 Elite figure you love so much, $30. Anything else jumping out at me here? Nothing really. That Jeff Hardy Survivor Series, I think that was one of the better figures, underrated figures out of that series. So people don't talk about that figure enough. Actually, you know, the Big Show figure from Elite 70, man. I posted that as a figure Friday last week as like an underrated figure because Rachel really likes the Big Show, thinks he's funny. Whatever reason you like somebody, she likes him, thinks he's entertaining. He's huge. So, yeah, we put that figure up at Figure Friday. Shout out Fully Posable. And got a nice little feedback on that, man. A lot of people were kicking themselves in the ass for passing on. I remember at one time, if you go back and listen, there were like five of those at one time on the pegs here at Target.
Yeah, that was a figure we talked about that we really liked, and a lot of people, it sounds like, passed on it, and now it's sought after.
Hype beast, man. Hype beast. Like in wrestling, you know, or not wrestling, like in shoes. Like, if it's easy to get, people don't want it. At the time, it was easy to get. And all of a sudden, you can't get it. All of a sudden, it's a cool figure. That's hype beast shit.
Well, I absolutely know that I love when you preface before you say one of these guys, potential piece of shit, and then say it.
I just throw it in there casually, right?
Right.
The Berserker's still $13.95. Why haven't I got that yet? Huss. Probably the third week in a row I've said that. I still haven't gotten it. Let's just get it. But other than that, that's all we got this week. Barry, you got anything else?
Nah, man. That's. I do want to thank everyone. We are again. Last month was our highest downloaded month. And we are again probably going to break that. So I'm
probably just saying weekend.
This. Yeah, absolutely crazy. Thank everybody for listening, downloading, hitting us up, you know, giving us well wishes. Appreciate all you guys, and it's definitely awesome to be on this ride with Eric.
And just some shout outs real quick before we get out of here. Jeff and Scott, Fully Opposable. Love those guys. Me and Jeff just had a fantasy baseball draft. him and his buddy. Unfortunately, they knew what they were doing, so that was unfortunate. I was hoping to bring in some bums. Wrestling Toy Tracker, obviously, we talk about them every week. Go to WrestlingToyTracker.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's a tool you have to have in your toolbox. The Ohio Players, obviously, the Kings of Drip, BC underscore Ray and Wando, and Rachel, my wife, she's building checklists right now. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in right now, it's going to be slow developing because there's so many elite figures that, you know, we're kind of working backwards right now. But checklists are going up on the website on doingthefavor.com. So check that out. Barry, shout out to you, dude, for just doing this with me every week. It's an outlet. Sometimes I don't, you know, you do a lot of stuff throughout the course of the day. You're like, oh, man, I got to do a podcast tonight. Then as you get into it, it's almost like going to the gym. You're like, oh, this is fucking great. So glad I'm doing this. This is why we do it. So definitely an outlet for me. And if you ever listen one day, I don't know if you will or what, but Lily, I love you. I was scared I was going to lose you. And yeah, I'm glad that life's going to go on and be, I'm glad you're happy and healthy. I love you, baby.
Yeah, man. Like I said, co-sign that. That's absolutely incredible. I don't want to get off of that and go to this, but you brought it up. Scott and Jeff from Fully Posable. Scott is a phenomenal guy. Carries the load over there. And absolutely dropped a fucking heater of a photo on Facebook. And Eric, I'm sorry I waited to ask you about this till right now. But have you seen the street hockey photo of Jeff with one F tune?
I have.
My, what a part in that boy's hair.
Oh, God. I love you, Jeff. I was trying not to laugh.
And Scott is just chilling like nothing. And he's like, that's my brother.
What Foo Fighters, what Foo Fighters covered band was he in?
If he would have just put a flannel around, tied a flannel around it.
I mean,
he could have been, what was the fucking... Dave Grohl from fucking Nirvana. He could have been Nirvana's fucking bass guitarist.
Oh, God. I try to do nothing but put Jeff over. I swear to God, Jeff, dude, I love you, brother.
Come as you are, Jeff. Come as you are. You know? Oh, well, I love like Jeff, though.
Smelled like Teen Spirit, that picture did.
It did. Street hockey. What was it? Street hockey and tennis shoes. The shits. And that's absolutely what that hair was. But, I love Jeff though. That's fucking good shit. And Breaker and Bane, fucking shout out to those two guys. They're awesome, amazing. Love them. And boot to the face, Rucker and White Marty. Shout out to you guys too. Eric, anything else, brother?
That's it, man. Take us home.
All right, you guys can follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. And Eric, drop their credentials, sir.
You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. Go to our website with links to our shows, our merch, articles, buy, sell, trade. There's a lot going on over there, and it continues to grow. It's a lot. So it's thank you guys all. We have over 120 members now. It's all free. Thank you guys. All support it. Get something out of it. It's really amazing. Of course, listen to the show on all the major podcast platforms. Shout out to the marketing director for putting us on and helping us grow like she has. She's 100% part of the team, and there's a lot we wouldn't be here without her. She's definitely, we've grown a lot in the last 3-4 months, and a lot of that has to do with her outside the box thinking. Whatamover.net for continually put up fire shirts for us and just being a place for people like us to promote ourselves, man, and just get ourselves over. So thank you guys all so much to support us, Ohio Players. Love y'all. Appreciate everybody, man.
And with that, good night and God bless.
Yeah. Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Erica Barrier up with ETF, and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Shit, we'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.